Good to pray with you all tonight. In the second reading tonight, St. James, the first chapter of his letter, writes this: "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves." I studied English literature undergrad, and I love words. I like breaking them down in their component parts, and interesting words interest me. So that last word right at the end there, delusion, deluding. What does that mean? What does that mean to delude oneself? We kind of use that word, delusions of grandeur, but I bet many of you would fail. Like if you had to tell someone, what does that word mean? You'd be like, I'm not sure. So I looked it up, found a good definition. A delusion is a belief that, though false, has been surrendered to and accepted by the mind as a truth. A belief that, though false, has been surrendered to and then accepted by the mind as truth. So it's a non-reality that in someone's mind has become reality. But that's not truth, and that's not actually really real. We have to call out where things aren't true or not real, because we want to live in the truth. Jesus says the truth shall set us free, but also because the truth is ultimate reality. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and Jesus is God, and God is ultimate reality. So what we want to do is live in the truth that grounds us in reality, because then we're actually living. Are there ways, brothers and sisters, that we can delude ourselves? Well, of course. James calls out a major one in the Christian life. He calls out the delusion, remember, a false belief that has been surrendered to and then accepted by the mind as true. He calls out the delusion that we can just hear about spiritual things and not act on them. There's a temptation to do that in every one of our lives. It's easy to hear nice spiritual things. We could even assent to them and say, I believe that. And then there can be a breakdown in what we actually do, how we act. That, my friends, that rupture between hearing and doing, I think that reveals another delusion, maybe an even deeper delusion in the Christian life. It's this: that we can compartmentalize our faith and then, by extension, God. But we can't. Because the Christian life is about the transformation of our entire reality. Nothing is meant to be outside the scope of what our faith touches. Everything is meant to be touched by grace. And then, because it's been touched by grace, to be changed by grace. Because grace is a direct experience of God and His life. So, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. And then, whoever selected this on behalf of the church skips the next five verses in James and goes from James 22 to James 27. So let me just fill in what it says right after that. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he looked like. That's good language, because we can do that. We can look and see ourselves and then leave and then promptly forget who we are. If we know who we are, brothers and sisters, it's what the church labors to do over and over, is remind us who we are. If we know who we are, then our hearing will lead to doing. Another way to say it is our faith will lead to action. So let's zoom out for a second. Why did you come to Mass tonight? Well, to fulfill your Sunday obligation. Good. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's go deeper. Earlier in James, in the second reading, we hear this line. Humbly welcome the word of God that has been planted in you and is able to save your soul. We're here tonight at this Mass to have an encounter with the Word of God in two ways, through the Scriptures and through the Eucharist. The Word of God, Hebrews says, is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. So fellow Catholics, dust off your Bibles. Each and every day, spend time in the Word. Let that living Word, which is powerful and effective, alive, let it speak to your heart. So we encounter the Word in the Scriptures, and we encounter the Word in the Eucharist because the Word isn't just an idea, but it is a person who gives himself to us, and his name is Jesus. Brothers and sisters, encountering Jesus in the Word and then in the Eucharist, that is why we're here. And friends, that encounter ought never to be neutral. If we don't leave Mass changed, then we haven't really met the Lord. Because there's no encounter with Jesus Christ, a real authentic encounter with him, that doesn't change us. So we come to Mass to be changed, to encounter the power of God's Word and to receive him in the Eucharist and to be changed. We just celebrated earlier this week St. Augustine and his feast day, August 28th. He says, when we receive the Word, when we consume the Eucharist, it's not like any other way of eating. Every other type of food, we receive it, we take it in, and it becomes part of us. But with the Eucharist, when we receive Jesus, we become part of him. That's why we come to Mass, to be changed. The goal is that we leave here different and that we live the rest of our life outside of Mass from this space, different. We don't compartmentalize. That means we have to be changed, transformed. Jesus knows that. He knows human nature well, and he knows that transformation has to be from the inside out. Lots of times we try to do it from the outside in, but that can lend itself to just an empty formalism, just play acting without actually becoming. So Jesus goes to the heart of the matter, and the heart of the matter is what matters in our hearts. Jesus goes there. He says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Jesus knows that the desires of the human heart have been disordered by sin. He has a really strong list of things in the human heart. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. Oh, is that all? He knows the human heart, disordered by sin. He knows how much evil can find a home in the human heart. And that's why he came, to change our hearts. St. John Newman, his episcopal motto was cor ad cor loquitur, heart speaks to heart. Jesus gives himself to us in the Word and in the Eucharist so that his heart, his sacred heart, can speak to our hearts and work a transformation. And the church is dead serious about the need for that transformation. But that's what grace does. Grace transforms our hearts. God, in Ezekiel 36, he says, I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. And I'll take away your stony hearts and give you natural hearts. That's why we come to Mass. So that this heart-to-heart encounter, which leads to a transformation of our hearts, can happen. And that's an interior reality. Then, brothers and sisters, if that happens, if that heart-to-heart encounter happens, then necessarily that faith and that encounter will lead to action. This interior reality will become an external reality. Our transformations will be manifest in how we live. We have to live differently. Listen, the love of God that he wants from each one of our hearts is deeply personal, but it's not private. God wants me to love him in a way that's unique from you and from the person sitting next to you and from everyone else you meet. We can love God individually in a beautifully personal way. But that love is not meant to be private. God fell in love with the incarnation. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God's love became visible in a human way, in a human person. He fell in love with that way of communicating himself, and he's never stopped wanting to spread that way of communicating himself. That's exactly what the church is. The church is the continuation of the incarnation across space and time. What happens at Mass is we come, we receive the Lord, we're drawn into him, and then we're made his body. We're sent out into the world to make visible the love of God in a human way. What a beautiful reality. First, that he would love us, that he would come to us, that he would work a transformation in my heart and in yours, and then that he would trust us to go out into the world and make his love visible. Brothers and sisters, that's why we come to Mass. We come to Mass to be drawn into his heart and then to be sent out. His living heart contracting, sending us out into the world so that the love of God wouldn't just be contained within these walls, but that it would go into your neighborhoods, into your workplaces, certainly into your families. That's the gift. It's a gift that we should never take for granted. Friends, we need to be doers of the word, not hearers only. Many of you are parents or were parents. There's a huge difference between hearing and listening, right? Like when you tell your kid, take the garbage out, do you really think they don't hear you? Of course they hear you, but they don't listen to you. If they listen, they actually do what you say, right? Same thing with our faith. We're not just meant to hear, not hear nice spiritual things said, not hear nice prayers prayed. We're meant to listen, to act. So I have a challenge for you at this Mass, especially at the silent times of Mass, and especially after we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. Pray for a grace to listen, not to hear, but to listen. Ask the Lord to reveal to you one thing he wants you to do as a result of being here at this Mass. One thing, and then commit to doing that one thing. I don't know what that would be. Maybe the Lord places it on your heart to serve the poor. Maybe he places it on your heart to call your family member who you've been struggling with. Maybe he places it on your heart to check in on your neighbor who's lonely, who just lost her spouse. I don't know what that one thing might be, But I do know that the Lord is alive and active, and he wants us alive and active. He wants us to be doers of his word, which is to say, he wants us to be doers of his work, which is to extend his love to every human heart. Friends, that's who we are. Let's not look at ourselves in the mirror at this Mass and then promptly forget as we leave. But rather, may we listen to the word and act upon it. And in so doing, may the word of God take flesh in us.